Today on Gardening in a Minute, date palms. Date palms are one of the world's oldest cultivated fruit trees. The true date palm is a desert plant and produces its namesake orange-yellow fruit. Date palms grow slowly to 100 feet tall and form clumps, but the offshoots are commonly removed in the landscape. True date palms are commonly seen at resorts and other large-scale landscapes in Central and South Florida. Although they thrive in desert climates, they are not cold-hardy, and many cultivars are disease-prone in Florida. Some palms, like Canary Island date palm, are related to date palms, but don't bear the edible dates that some people love. They're grown as ornamentals, and many produce inedible fruit that can be messy. Ornamental date palms come in solitary, clumping, or dwarf forms, and many are well-suited to Florida's climate. For more information about date palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, deer. Deer are shy, graceful creatures, but these large mammals can really chew up a home landscape. Deer multiply quickly and thrive where forests meet open space, in other words, in housing developments throughout the state. Deer will eat vegetables, fruit trees, and ornamental plants. Telltale signs of deer damage include jagged tears left by their teeth on the ends of twigs and stems. You may also see their heart-shaped hoof prints. You can try frightening the deer away with scare devices or using repellents, but where deer are persistent, fencing may be the only way to minimize their damage. You can also try planting ornamentals that are less preferred by deer. Look for lists of the best plants for your area. For more information about deer and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, table gardens. Trouble with kneeling and bending can force many gardeners to quit their favorite hobby. But before you throw in the trowel, try a table garden. Table gardens are a raised bed garden that places the soil level at tabletop height. Unlike a box-style bed, table gardens have room for a chair under the work surface. They can even be put on wheels. The shallow soil depth can limit space for roots and cause soil to dry out quickly in the sun. Use shallow-rooted, drought-tolerant herbs, hardy vegetables, or annual flowering plants, or build the table deeper at one end. Table gardens are so versatile and fun that you might have to try one out, even if you have no problem getting down to worm level. For more information about table gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hiring a quality arborist. Like all parts of the landscape, trees need maintenance. Tree work can be dangerous and difficult, and it's best to rely on a trained expert, like an arborist, to take care of your trees. When selecting an arborist, check for membership in professional organizations like the Tree Care Industry Association. This indicates the arborist's willingness to stay up to date on techniques and information. Check for International Society of Arboriculture certification. This certificate shows that the certified arborist has passed an extensive exam about tree care. Ask the arborist for proof of workers' compensation insurance and check for any permits and licenses required by your local and state government. Ask him or her for references and don't be afraid to check them. Remember, tree care is a long-term investment. For more information about this, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, longleaf pines. The longleaf pine is native to the southeast and is found along the coastal plain from eastern Texas to southeast Virginia, extending into northern and central Florida. They can reach 110 feet in height in good soil, and the bark is thick, reddish-brown, and scaly. The dark green, needle-like leaves occur in bundles of three. They're often twisted and are quite long in length. The longleaf pine is one of the two southeastern pines with long needles, the other being the slash pine. Longleaf pines take 100 to 150 years to become full size and can live to 500 years old under the best conditions. They grow on well-drained, usually sandy soil, often in pure stands. Look for one of these tall, traditional trees in your neighborhood. For more information about longleaf pines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.